is Triple R Midday News with Sasha Hancock
and Tamsin Rose.
The besieged Syrian city of Aleppo is dealing with the aftermath of another fatal round of airstrikes that have killed 81 civilians. 87 people have also been wounded after more than 50 Russian and Syrian government missile attacks on the east of the city. The US and Russia will resume talks on Saturday in a bid to resolve the conflict.
The federal government is facing fierce criticism over a procedural bungle on the floor of the lower house. The government accidentally endorsed an amendment to the International Tax Agreements Bill, criticising the government's failure to close tax loopholes. Minister for Revenue and Financial Services, Kelly O'Dwyer, supported the second reading amendment in a moment of confusion. Manager of Opposition Business, Tony Burke, says it's the first time a second reading amendment has been passed in the history of Parliament. He says it's evidence of a chaotic government.
Greyhound Racing Victoria says too many racing dogs are bred each year to be successfully rehomed. The average career of a dog is 1 year, 9 months. Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton says a whole life cycle approach must be taken. This follows the New South Wales government backflip on their controversial greyhound racing ban. PETA campaign coordinator Claire Fryer says Australia needs to come into line with other countries.
The greyhound racing industry around the world is falling apart. We've recently seen the closure of the last track in London. It's illegal to race dogs commercially in 40 states in America. It's time for Australia to step up and bring in a national ban against this.
A conference celebrating the achievements of women and gender non-conforming artists begins tomorrow in Carlton. Feminist Futures is an initiative of the Listen organisation, featuring live performances, panel discussions and keynote speakers, such as writer and activist Clementine Ford. Conference project manager Chloe Turner says the event will highlight the need for better representation of marginalised members of the music community.
Women in music is like a very topical thing that a lot of people are talking about and focusing on. But people just kind of forget that there's not as much discussion around cultural diversity in music or Indigenous representation in music and stuff like that.
A proposal to house homeless people in refurbished train carriages with bunks, showers and laundry facilities is gaining momentum. Sleep Station co-founder Tom Keel says he aims to have the initiative up and running by winter. A trial is expected with homeless women and youth in coming months. Mr. Keel says the centralising of services near Flinders Street Station will improve the lives of the homeless in Melbourne.
A lot of service providers are seeing the efficiency of having all homeless people located in one area. So, you know, it'll work a lot better for them as well. They'll be able to provide a better level of service knowing where they can find their clients.
A leading Australian automotive industry group says the nation's car manufacturers are embracing environmentally friendly practices. The comment follows a report by the Institutional Investors Group on climate change, calling for greater investment in low emission cars. It also wants vehicle makers to put climate change specialists on their boards. But Chamber of Automotive Industries spokesman Peter Brewer says the Australian car industry is already focused on innovation.
We're quite confident that car companies are ahead of the game here in terms of being ready with new technologies for what's to come.
Yilumba Winery in the Barossa Valley is at the halfway mark of the largest industry solar power initiative in the country. The installation is expected to reduce energy costs by around 20% each year. Yilumba spokesperson Kate McClure says the switch to solar power will hopefully encourage other wineries to look at sustainable alternatives.
This renewable energy generation will abate more than 1,100 tonnes of CO emissions annually, which is fantastic, equivalent to, say, taking 340 cars off the road.
Don't be surprised if a stranger hands you a flower at the NGV this weekend. It's part of Taiwanese-American artist Li Mingwei's exhibition, The Moving Garden. Florist Sonia Wilson says Flowers Vasette will provide 1,000 stems a day for the 3 months of the exhibition.
Li Mingwei, the Taiwanese artist, has designed it as a tactile form of giving. Patrons who come through the gallery are invited to take a stem and then walk out of the gallery and divert on their way home and give the stem to a stranger in the street.
And now to sport. Australian surfer Tyler Wright has won her first world title in France after main rival Courtney Coglogue crashed out in the semi-final. And identical twin sisters, Jess and Sarah Hosking, have been drafted into the AFL Women's League by Carlton Football Club to play alongside each other in next year's inaugural season.
And to the weather. Winds will ease this afternoon, mostly sunny, a top of 16 degrees, and tomorrow sunny, 21. This is Triple R Midday News with Tamsin Rose
and Sasha Hancock.